This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Time to talk Auburn football and our Baumhauer's Victory Grill countdown.
Counting down until kickoff.
And caught! Touchdown!
The Jocks Roundtable Top 40, presented by Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Auburn is in at number 9, brought to you by Baumhauer's.
Hey, make your next cookout or tailgate legendary with a bottle of Baumhauer's signature sauces. Kick up your favorites with Baumhauer's hot sauce, or take it to the next level with Baumhauer's legendary white barbecue sauce. Head to baumhauers.com/shop. Or stop by your nearest Baumhauer's location today. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food.
And our buddy Stan White, the analyst of the Auburn Tigers and the Auburn Network, joins us now. Welcome in, Stan. How are you today?
I'm doing great, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. I saw Stan at a golf tournament supporting which state university, do you think, this past week?
I think he was supporting Jacksonville State.
That's right. His brother played at Jack State. Stan was there. It was good to see you, Stan.
Oh, man, I tell you, it was a great time up there at, in Gadsden. And got a lot of good friends. Obviously, both my older brothers played football at Jacksonville State and then baseball. So got to go up there and spend some time with some friends, and got to talk to Coach Gross a little bit, and it's exciting times at JSU. And of course, it was a great fundraiser. You know, they had some damage with tornadoes, and so it was good to see you, Rhino.
Yeah, well, we hit it plenty. We had a good time though.
Yeah, it was first time for me to ever play that Trent Jones course, so it was good. Had a good time, and I don't get to play golf as much as I used to, but I enjoyed it anyway. I saw a lot of the course.
Stan, I know Auburn fans are really excited about Jared Stidham and what he can do at the quarterback position, but let's go back to when you played. I mean, how different is the game when we're talking about there's up to 4 true freshman wide receivers that possibly could make an impact with this offense this year?
Yeah, I think that's been the biggest really evolving thing, I guess, in college football over the last 25 or 30 years since I was playing. You know, it used to, if you came in as a true freshman and played, you were really special. I mean, you were really, really, you know, had a chance to be a great impact player. And nowadays, you know, freshmen, they're so much more ready. And I attribute that to a lot of things. Obviously, the knowledge and the weight training and the health, you know, coming out of high school is a lot better. But also, you know, now the very popular thing of 7-on-7 camps and these big camps they have throughout the summers, and it helps prepare kids, you know, more so for when they walk in on day one. And I can tell you right now, you know, I was running backup second string as a true freshman early on when I was at Auburn, but I didn't report early or anything. I didn't go through a spring. But I can assure you that I was not ready to play first game right out of the gate when I was, you know, I was a young freshman. I was 17 at Auburn. And so it's just changed a lot, you know, since I played, because, you know, you may had one or two at the most that would be able to play a little bit. Now they're playing a lot on special teams. They're going to play on offense, defense, and that's a tribute to them coming out of high school and being ready.
Stan White's with us, Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Countdown, 40 teams in 40 shows, getting you ready for football. What was Jarrett Stidham doing really well at the end of the year that you think he builds on this year? As a quarterback, what was he doing really well at the end of the year?
Well, I think the biggest thing is he learned the timing of the SEC. I mean, it's unlike any other conference. You've got... And you've heard it before, guys. You know, the big telltale in the SEC is defensive line, and when you have an in rusher coming at you, your timing has got to be a little bit quicker than any other conference. And you know what I saw in him was he started getting that confidence about after 3 or 4 games into the year, and so close to the halfway mark, I saw him starting to get the ball out quicker, and his spin on it was really good, and he seemed to really just connect with what Chip and Gus were trying to do offensively. And of course, he got some really good play out of his receivers with Ryan Davis and Slayton and Hastings and the rest of those guys. And so that's the one thing that I saw more than anything was his confidence level grew in the system, and he realized, okay, this timing now, I've got to get that down if I'm going to be successful, and he really did a good job of that.
Stan White is with us talking Auburn football. He's on the Bud Light Orange Hotline. Last year in the slot, you mentioned Will Hastings, and he was such a great weapon for Auburn. And he's injured now, and from the reports, it appears Sal Cannella is getting a lot of those snaps. Cannella kind of came in as a tight end. He's a bigger guy than Hastings, much bigger, in fact. How does that change things, having a bigger guy in the slot rather than the smaller Hastings in the slot?
Well, you're right. Will Hastings and Cannella play a lot of the same position, but their routes may vary because Cannella's, you know, 6'5", 6'6", type guy. He's not a 280-pound guy. He's more of a tall receiver. He's not one of those guys that's going to get down in a three-point stance a whole lot, but he still is a weapon because of his height. And it always, when you got a guy in the middle, you want a guy that's a little bit bigger if they run some verticals on that. Now, Hastings was more of a juke guy. He was more of that underneath drag guy that would get open in a one-on-one for a, you know, 6 or 8 yard route. So it can, even though they may play the same position, it can vary in what they call. And so, you know, he and Eli Stover recovering from injuries, but I think it's opened up the door for a lot of the younger guys. Of course, I really expect to see a lot of Nate Craig Myers more so involved. And you've heard Gus Malzahn and Chip talk about that, about getting him more involved. He's a big guy. He really came on last year, had the first touchdown catch against Alabama in the game. You know, but he hadn't been targeted as much as they'd like, I believe. And so, you know, of course, Ryan Davis had a phenomenal year, and Darius Slayton really came on. And Slayton's the kind of guy that's a big play threat. And so, you know, but I like the fact that they're getting Cannella more involved. He's a big target, like I said, 6'5", 6'6". And hopefully Hastings and Stove will be back before the end of the year.
Stand on the other side of the ball. Jeff Holland was a guy that wreaked a lot of havoc last year, 10 sacks, third most in the SEC. T.D. Moultrie seems to be that guy that might be able to replace him. What's your expectation for Moultrie?
Well, I tell you, you always enjoy seeing local guys, you know, do well, and he's a local guy. And so, you know, he really had some impact plays late in the year as a freshman last year. He's one of those guys you come in and he's game ready. He's got a big motor. You know, Holland really had a breakout year and went pro, which, you know, I wish he wouldn't have. But that's part of it. You know, you got to expect to keep guys for 3 years now and have a game plan. So between he and Big Cat Bryant, you know, I think those are guys they're looking at to try to shore up where Jeff Holland left off. And it doesn't hurt having a guy like Dontavius Russell and Derek Brown. I mean, these are guys that have been through the battles. And, you know, I think Brown is probably a projected first-round pick. Russell is a four-year starter. And so they've got a lot of guys up front. And this is the first time that I can remember in a long time that Auburn has pretty much his whole linebacking core back. And so you've got a lot of experience over in that front seven. Now they got to replace a few guys in the backfield, defensive backfield, but they also have some experience as well. So you know, I'm looking for that defense to kind of pick up where it left off. And now, unfortunately, they didn't have their best outing against UCF, and in the last, I guess, fourth quarter against Georgia. But you know, you look at all year long, they were really a stout defense.
Stan, how important is it? And you can win by changing coaching staffs around. We've seen that happen in Tuscaloosa. But to have Chip back for his second year as the OC and to have Kevin back for a third year, I mean, there was a time there that running through defensive coordinators almost on a yearly basis, to have that stabilized now in the coordinator position, does that help carrying over year to year?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, I think you've seen it in Gus Malzahn a little bit. He's had a little bit more of, I mean, you guys may not know this, but Gus has always been one of those tight-lip guys.
Yeah, we've noticed.
He's never going to reveal very much, like most coaches. It's not just him. It's like most coaches. But, you know, I think that the comfort level of his staff, of him, is really a result of his staff. I mean, he lost one guy in Herb Hand and got Grimes back, who's been with, you know, Gus Malzahn before, but certainly having Kevin Steele back, and you know how I feel about Kevin Steele. I just think the world of him. A great guy, great coach, and also Chip Lindsey. I've known Chip for a while, and Chip's really done a good job. Auburn actually offensively had, I think, the most balanced offense last year in the country, if not the top three or four. You ran for over 3,000, passed for over 3,000. So I think that has helped, you know, with Gus, because, you know, any good CEO, if you've got a stable, you know, whatever you want to call it, board around you, kind of like he's got, and they've been there, they know each other. You know, Rodney Garner on the defensive front, you know, Horton at running backs, you just go right down the line, they're all back except for one. And that's a rarity now in college football. I mean, look across the state even. I mean, Nick Saban wins national championships every other year, it seems like, but he's having to replace a lot of coaches. Now they're going on to do better, bigger and better things, which any coach wants to do that. But, you know, even the best of the best has to go through a lot of turnover with coaching staffs. And I think that's helped Gus Malzahn and this staff with the solidarity.
All right, he is Stan White. You'll hear him all fall with us, of course. Stan's always kind with his time to join us and hear him throughout the season on the Auburn Network on our sister station, Talk 99.5. Stan, thanks, buddy. Have a great week.
My pleasure, guys. Take care. You too.
All right, man. We'll talk.
Where college football never ends.
The kick is good. Auburn wins 22-19. The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.